Common sense would suggest the witch priestess was far away from Ruby Falls, if not in a different country. Wanted criminals tended to avoid the places where they were well known, but that might not be the case with Sina. Her obsession with and rants about Madeline being the key to her plan to somehow gain access to so-called primordial magic meant the risk she posed would remain until she was apprehended. Rain shook her head as she approached her dorm room. Madeline would be safe. Everyone knew the risk now, from the professors to the PDA, and it wasn't like the PDA had flooded the area with agents. They must not have thought it was a big risk. The Coral Elf would enjoy school life as she learned not only magic, but what it meant to be alive. While the authorities might not know what to do with her in the future, they had a few years to figure it out. And if necessary, the FBI Trouble Squad would be there to protect her, as they always were for everyone who needed the help. She opened the door to their room. None of her friends had arrived yet. That gave her time to check on a little something. Rain trudged through the snow on her way toward the stables. It didn't take long until she spotted blue amongst all the white. Madeline skated across a perfectly oval sheet of ice near the stables, a bright smile on her face. She jumped and executed a beautiful spin before she landed with ease and extended her leg. The girl waved to her as she approached. "Hello, Rain. Welcome back." "Hi, it's good to be back." She gestured to the ice. "Another Dorvu ice rink?" She looked around for the silver dragon, but he wasn't there. The elf shook her head. "With all the snow on the ground already, it was easy for me to do it myself. I don't always want to bother him." She waggled her fingers, clad in wool gloves. "The more I accept that I'm a coral elf, the easier water and ice magic is for me. I can do a lot that, natural-born coral elves can't do easily, but that doesn't really change the basic strength or natural abilities." Rain nodded, happy that Madeline hadn't fallen back into her old habit of referring to herself in demeaning ways such as fake or unreal. "How was your break? Did you have fun?"
"Good," Madeline replied. "I did a lot of reading and skating."
She stopped at the edge of her ice rink and tipped one of her skates forward.
"They still don't want me to leave the school grounds because of the Thothites, but I don't mind. It's no big deal."
"Are you sure you don't mind? I would understand if you found it frustrating."
"No. Sina is dangerous, and I won't let her reach me. The PDA, FBI, or the police will catch her. I still have so much to learn, and it's not like I need to go into Ruby Falls or Charlottesville."
Her expression brightened.
"And now everyone's back to school, including you all."